up to the big question. Again, we saw a machlok between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi and the others about do you make one bracha on the tefillin or two brachas? So we saw the Machaber holds that you only make one bracha on the akt tefillin. And the Ramah says, no, we go like Rabbeinu Tam, two brachas on the akt tefillin on the shal yad, a mitzvah tefillin on the shal rosh, with a brach shen kumah machu sol olam voed. And again, we were discussing yesterday why Master Prangler was getting me about this brach shen kumah machu sol olam voed. It's one thing he got a sneak preview to us today. The Bir Halacha brings down a very interesting Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that if you want to take care of everything, so what you do is, before you put on the shel yad, make the bracha l'aniach, you have in mind that if the halacha is like Rashi, that we only make one bracha, so I have in mind not to be yotze with this bracha of l'aniach, l'aniach on the shel rosh. And then it would be considered the Hava Zeh Kesach, and therefore when you make the bracha, it's considered like you're talking, and they're before the Shel Rosh, and therefore, and then when you put on the Shel Rosh, you make a bracha al mitzvahs to cover the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad in case, because you say, if the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, so then making two brachas. So again, it's a very interesting chap. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Bir Halacha, excuse me. Some disagree with this, and it's for a very interesting reason, and it's Shlo Layar Gil Adam Esasma Lefakvek Achar Minhagam Sheyisrael. That some say don't do this, this Lamdas of Ruki Vager, because this is the Minug. Right, you hear in Hasidic circles. You hear they're very big on that, right? Sometimes I remember I learned this the hard way with my Satmar brother-in-law. You know, like he would have a certain minug. And I started asking him like a yeshivish guy asking him akasha, and you know, like why do that? So I remember very well. I even remember what it was about. I'm not getting into it right now. You know what the answer was? As I did min and al derahim, that's what they did. It is, and it doesn't apply anymore, and it doesn't, I don't do it, right? Doesn't make a difference, right? Now, that's not crazy, right? That we have minhagim, we have minhagim. Now, again, there could be something that's a minhag shus, but this is not a minhag shus, right? It's brought down by the Ramah that you make two brachas. So, you know, like, basically, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you know, like, if it's a documented, well-established minug, you can have all the kashas you want, but, you know, like, we're all Hasidish in a way, right? You know, that's the minug. So, you know, like, that's the way it is. When it comes to Pesach, you hear a lot of stuff like this. So, you know, like, okay. But now, again, I've been teasing this for, like, the last half year. Lamaisa, the problem is, the question is, why, according to the Ramah, are you making two brachas? Right? Like we mentioned a couple of days ago, Lamaisa, it seems to be right, Rashi seems to be right, that you make one bracha. I don't think of any other mitzvah, you know? So as I mentioned yesterday, there's two things I wanted to focus on. Rav Moshe says in the Dibros Moshe, not in the Igros Moshe, but in Dibros Moshe, Simon Yud Beis, Anaf Aleph, that Rav Moshe Zechatzag Bracha says that, no, you make two brachas because there's two different inyonim. There's two different factors. There's two different concepts when we put on tefillin. Again, this is very interesting. So Rav Moshe says one is to put on tefillin, right? The mitzvah putting on tefillin. Right, that we all got. But the second is based upon we saw in the Mechaber at the first part of this halacha. What does the first part of the halacha talk about? So the Mechaber said that you should have in mind when you put on tefillin, that Hashem commanded us to put on these parshas. Sheyesh bam yichud shemo v'yitzis mitzrayim, right? Reminds us of yitzis mitzrayim and Hashem's uniqueness. Kadesh shenis karnisim v'niflo she'asu imanu, shei morim al yichuda v'asher lo koach, and to inculcate within us, in our psyche, that Hashem could do anything. Right? Look at what he did. Look what he did with Mitzrayim. So Rav Moshe says, so the guf ha-mitzvah is to remember and to believe that in Hashem and Hashem's uniqueness, oneness, and Hashem showed this in Mitzrayim and also the concept of Schar Va'onesh. So Rav Moshe says that that's what we're making a bracha over. We're making a bracha over the fact that we have a mitzvah to remember those things. We have a mitzvah to remember those things. So you're making a bracha on that second part, on that second aspect. So the first is, laniyat tefillin. I'm making a bracha because I'm about to do the mitzvah, putting on the tefillin. Second one is, to because there's a mitzvah to remember the uniqueness and oneness and the uniqueness of Hashem, that Hashem is all-powerful and settles the scores. Very interesting. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan and Osir Beis and Yud Gimel, the Siman, says a different reason. He says the reason why we have two brachas is, one is the mitzvah of the bracha on the mitzvah. Second one is to give hodah to Hashem. It's a little different. To give hodah to Hashem, not to remember the uniqueness of Hashem, but to give thanks to Hashem that with tefillin we bind ourselves up, we tie ourselves up with Hashem. And he says, and that's why, and then he says something very interesting. He says, that's why, and that idea that we're linked in with Hashem, that we're bound with Hashem, is where do you see that the most? In Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Hashem is, like we said, is Yichud. Hashem is unique. Hashem is one. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's why we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso afterwards. Because like in Shema, say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what do you say right after that? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed. Isn't that cool? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's why you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed after the second bracha, because the second bracha is a thanks, a hodah to Hashem, that with this mitzvah, it's like an active Shema. We're bound up with this unique being, or whatever you want to call Hashem. I don't know what you can call Hashem. And we're miskasher anu la'kash baruch hu. And that kesher, it's like Shema. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed. That's a very interesting pshat. So again, those are the two pshatim I saw. I'm sure there's many more as to why we make a second bracha. Again, because the kasher seems to be pretty obvious. Okay, let's go on to Vav. Very important, interesting halacha. Impaga, v'shel, next page, 66. Impaga v'shel rosh tchila. Let's say you're pogea, you came on to pogea, like you happened on the shel rosh first. Tzarech lahavir al osa mitzvah. You have to pass over that mitzvah. Now remember before, we said we don't pass over mitzvah. So remember when we talk about talis and tefillin, so you're supposed to put on the talis first. But if you came on to the tefillin first, we don't pass over a mitzvah. So therefore, you'd put on the tefillin first. Here we don't say that. I still remember I was somewhere, years ago I was somewhere else in a different shul, and somebody was giving a shalosh shuras drasha, and they were mentioning about not passing over mitzvahs, and what's the example he gave? One of the examples he said if you take out your tefillin and you take out the shel rosh, you have to put on the shel rosh first. I was a young bachur at that time, and I didn't want to say anything publicly. I don't know if I should have or shouldn't have. But I went off to him privately and I said, I'm sorry, but I think you have the halacha wrong. Normally you're right, but by tefillin it's different. You have to put on the shal yad first. Why? Ne'ach shal yad tchila, ve'achar kach shal rosh. And afterwards you put on the shal rosh. Now the question is, why? That's right. So the question is why? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Chaf Gimel, when the Mechaber says Sarach L'Arvi Alos HaMitzvah, you have to pass over the mitzvah. Why? So the Chafetz Chaim says Kivan Dechsiv Bekra Mefurash Diakodim, because the Torah itself says the arm one comes first. Ukshartem Lo Sayidecha Ve'yu L'Totavos Beinecha. Then you have to wear them on your arm first, and then, and only afterwards, do you wear them between your eyes. So therefore, again, there's a gzeros akra. The pasuk is saying very clearly that you have to wear the shal yad first. So again, this would be an exception to the rule to that what that man was talking about. Again, he was right, obviously. Eim avir nala mitzvah, so we discussed that before. But this would be an exception. Now, we're running out of a little time here, but what we'll discuss tomorrow is an interesting idea. So now we've established that you have that when you put the shal yad on first, then you put on the shal rosh, right? So in other words, whenever you have the shal rosh on, you should have the shal yad on first, right? So let me ask you this. So how about in a case like this? Let's say your shal rosh slipped out of place, right? You're diving, you have the shal yad on, you have the shal rosh on, everything's fine. But you know, this is what happens, that the shal rosh sometimes slips out of place, right? That's why everybody has the mirrors in it, you know, and that's why we touch them and say, and then throughout davening, we're mashmish on it, to make sure that, right, the shal rosh, sometimes the shal yad, but often the shal rosh gets out of place. So again, so when that happens, so now your shal rosh is considered like off, right? So what do you want to do? You want to slip the shal rosh back on, right? That's the easy thing to do, right? Just put the shal rosh on the back on its where it was, right? So the shaila is going to be, can you do that? Because aren't you then putting the shal, well, again, let's say the other way. Excuse me, I think it's the other way, right? The other way, let's say, let's say the shal yad came out of place. Right, I'm sorry. Let's say the shal yad came out of place. Shal rosh is in the right place. So now do I have to move the shal rosh away before I put the shal yad on? Because you always have to have the shal yad on before the shal rosh. So we'll see that, B'li Nether, tomorrow in the Ber Halacha. Meretz Hashem. Okay, Yashkoch.
But what about, because if your yad comes off.
Yashkoch.
No, but if your yad comes off, then it looks like you put your...
Just out of place.
Yeah, but then it's...
And you have the shal rosh already on, and the shal rosh is in the right place.
Right.
That's right. That's the question. In other words, let's say my shal rosh is in the right place, but my shal yad's in the wrong place. So I would just slip my shal yad back on, right?
Yeah.
But then I have the shal rosh, so to speak, on before the shal yad. Right?